This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and let me take a real quick moment to welcome WJNT 1180 AM News Talk out of Jackson, Mississippi. They, too, have joined the Gun Owners News Hour family, and I certainly appreciate it. I always like it when I get a news station. That's really, really cool for me. It's very cool for me. So let's look at two headlines recently within a day of each other. October 5th, 2022, New York Post. States with relaxed concealed carry law see spike in violent crime. From the CDC, October 4th, 2022. CDC data shows constitutional carry states have fewer total and gun-related homicides. Well, sure to God, it can't be both at the same time. Maybe they're talking different things, violent crimes versus homicides. Yet those two typically track each other, and constitutional carry, which is actually permitless carry, is the ultimate relaxed concealed carry law. According to another study published November 16th by American Journal of Public Health, of all places, over 6 million gun owners in 2019 were carrying legally daily, and 31 million at least monthly, and that's twice as many as in 2015. And even more were carrying without permits where permits were required. The whole issue has gotten confused, which benefits those who would restrict our right to bear arms. Now, the first study, published September 20th by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, reviewed 36 states with their definition of loosened carry laws anytime between 1980 and 2019. Their data came from the FBI Uniform Crime Reports and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Center for Health Statistics. They report that in 34 of those states, assaults using firearms increased more than 10%. The finding is specific to whether gun purchases became allowed for those convicted of violent misdemeanors, not all other measures of looser carry laws. And the Hopkins study excludes Kansas and Missouri due to other significant firearm laws changing around the same time. Their advanced statistical controls were synthetic, or constructed by the researchers who predicted crime rates derived from data from eight states that had restrictive permitting requirements. Interestingly, homicides not using firearms increased nearly 9% by the same measures during the same period. Now, what's wrong with this picture? It sounds sort of impressive, but and the data should be authoritative. There were four shall-issue states in 1980, only one permitless state, 24 may-issue, and 21 no-issue states in 1980. The rest didn't allow concealed carry, and many of the may-issue states did not issue permits in practice. By 2019, there were 42 shall-issue states and 16 permitless states. By that standard, 20 states loosened their laws during that time period. So the major changes occurred in 15 states with more minor changes elsewhere. Lots of changes in firearm laws occurred, not to mention policing and justice practices. Social and economic forces occur through time in all states. And that's why it becomes so hard to pin down any significant change in any consequence from certain kinds of law variables. Advanced or not, synthetic controls based on eight states that had restrictive permitting requirements in place throughout the study period means the authors were free to define the standards against which they measure results artificially. The best controls are the same places being studied before and after changes. Their finding that homicides by firearm increased only about 1% compared to other methods of homicide shows a minimal at best difference attributable to the loosened crimes committed with firearms or the loosened carry laws. That tiny difference is the only finding there, and assuming everything else stands up to scrutiny, which we can't assume that. Now, the second report is the kind of thing anyone who's sufficiently interested can do. The Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, they look up CDC and FBI statistics all the time just as Constantinos Moros, an attorney who works with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, recently did. Today, in 2022, 25 states offer permitless carry, and all others are required to shall issue carry permits, though some are still fighting against the Bruin ruling on this. So a lot has changed in relaxing carry law to date. Moros was able to find near-complete national data for 2020, when our tragic violent crime and homicide trends began rising. And he looked at the rates of homicides, and specifically those involving firearms, in the 16 states that then allowed permitless carry. Those states had an overall homicide rate of 6.9 per 100,000, compared to a national average then of 7.5. That's despite several high outliers for violence, Mississippi 1, Missouri and Arkansas, with rates of 19.4, 13.1, and 12.2. And not to our surprise, the average rate of homicides using guns in permitless states was 5.3, compared to the national average of 5.9. You could possibly conclude from that, that making a gun easier to acquire and carry legally makes society more secure. And there's also a cross-sectional study comparing states with varying gun laws at a single time. First study was longitudinal, looking at states through time. Normally, the latter approach is most meaningful, comparing any geographic area to its history. But the synthetic control did not. But the differences Moros found of 0.6 per 100,000 in each case, that's not dramatic. And as always, it's most certain to conclude that the spread of the permitless carry has not caused any increase in homicide rates, either with or without firearms. But this is a simpler, more straightforward look at reality, not some sort of synthetic control, not dependent on confusing statistical analysis based upon flawed methods. And Morris's results are clear. Freer carry rights do not produce anything resembling the bloodbaths the gun control industry predicts, and may actually improve a citizen's safety. Incidentally, Carl Moody of the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg found in 2021 that in the 13 states adopting permitless carry from 2003 through 2019, there was a statistically significant drop in overall murder rate and a drop, though statistically insignificant, in overall violent crime rates. He evaluated violent crimes, police officer killings, and firearm homicide along with the overall murder rates. You know what? This is what it boils down to. When you look at stats when it involves a civilian carrying a gun, like the primary stat that is most interesting is 82% of the time, we know that when somebody presents a gun, they're not going to pull the trigger. Used to be in the 90s, but with this uptick in crime, now people are having to pull the trigger because some of these perpetrators are crazy. They keep coming. But the glaring statistic is that civilian defenders are very accurate with their weapon. They only shoot the wrong person 2% of the time. And when I say that only, that's compared to police in the United States shooting the wrong person 12% of the time. There's a lot of factors involved in that. Police are reactive. They're getting there. A police officer, when they get a call for a man with a gun, they get to drive there from wherever they are, anticipating what they're going to get there with. And by the time they get there, those guys are pretty jacked up because they're just human guys. They're just human. And the civilian defender is most of the time going on instinct. I've never seen anybody that has actually... Well, that's not true, because Jaeger used to see this, and I think some other instructors I know of, they've had people that have actually had to defend themselves with their weapons. But most of the people that really, 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 really train are so aware of their surroundings that they avoid that kind of trouble. But maybe, just maybe, American citizens can be trusted to do the right thing with the guns that an ever-increasing number of them cling to. Because the government, all the government's got is, we want to be in charge of everything you got. We want to disarm you. There's fewer police, and we're not going to keep the criminals in jail. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to charge them. We just want there to be chaos. And you stand in the breach, of course. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. People in the firearms community are passionate. They are. Anti-civil rights extremists love to paint the NRA as an all-powerful lobbying boogeyman, but in reality, their donations are chump change compared to other interest groups. The power of the NRA has always been in the people. And surprising for however many gun owners are in the United States today, which I think is ticking upwards between 130 and 150 million. Some of these organizations should be gigantic. But even when they're not, people are not a member of these organizations, gun owners are engaged and are often single-issue voters. And this passion is stupendous, but it can also result in some negative effects on gun culture. Because we're all alphas. We're all alphas. And we all think that we have the answer. And I am not one of the ones that I'm not going to say I'm pragmatic. What I look at is what is going to achieve what I'm looking to do. Some of the negative effects started to crop up as soon as the unconstitutional, unreasonable, illogical, and downright silly brace rule was announced by the ATF. And the negative effect is infighting, and as soon as the ATF announced the possibility of free tax stamps, it became a target. Lines were drawn between those who celebrated the chance to stamp 50 lowers for free and those who hold a hard line against any kind of compliance. Now, the memes are flying and angry social media posts are being tossed back and forth, and honestly, I see both sides of the argument. I don't like compliance either. But I have one weapon. I have two Ronies that I paid for and I'm going to keep, and I have one AR, the Spikes Tactical, made for me that I call the truck gun, and it has a pistol brace on it. And I want to keep it. And I have wanted to stamp that gun and SBR before this ever happened. I just haven't ever done it. So, and there's a few reasons for it. First of all, those arm braces are rubber, and they give, and they move, and all this other stuff. And I want something a little more rigid. I want to be able to stick it on my shoulder without having to worry about if I'm being filmed on it, or if I'm showing it off or whatever, and I don't want some ATF dude rolling up on me, giving me a bunch of junk. I don't want to see some off-duty police officer come up wanting to know if I have the paperwork for it. And the problem with the infighting is we expend so much more energy going at each other than we ignore the actual, you know, we're ignoring the gun grabbers and the ATF doing their work. For every 50 comment back and forth argument on Instagram or Twitter, you could have sent letters to your state and federal representatives, because this is going to be where it occurs. This is going to be where we push the ATF out of the way. Gun owners putting in a ton of effort fighting with each other does nothing to advance the main goal of defeating that overreach. Now, I do not support the ATF rule. I do not. I'm just going to try to make the best of what is right now currently a bad situation, because I'm not going to I'm not going to become a prohibited person. I am not. There's also the argument that if we actually register anywhere from 3 to 40 million braced pistols, that could be considered in common use, which that will be coming up too. But then again, I'm not a legal scholar. But on the flip side, the hardline no-compliance side has a great point. Mass non-compliance by somewhere between 3 and 40 million people would create a massive issue for the ATF and future rulemaking. And at the same time, there are folks who live in states that prohibit short-barreled rifles outright. They have no option but to resist or destroy, turn in, or debrace their weapons. So both sides have valid points. Anytime we waste fighting each other, there's still time wasted. And I'm betting the gun community's descent into infighting over the brace rule has taken some of the steam out of the fight against the ATF and the Biden administration. You know, and here's a proposal for you. Let's all mind our own business on this. Let's just stop. Let people make their own decisions. Instead of banging out 100 different comments in a social media argument, write a letter to your Congress critter, to your governor, to every elected official you can think of, to your attorney general. There are plenty of people who own brace pistols that aren't part of the larger gun community who likely have no idea what's going on right now. Spend your time and energy informing them instead of us screeching at one another. Encourage friends and family to write their representatives to educate, advocate, and inform instead of fighting. And remember, emails are great, but so are snail mail, paper letters, phone calls, and constant activism. And be the squeaky wheel in your rep's ear opposing the ATF's draconian, unconstitutional brace rule. You might be part of the group that thinks brace pistols are stupid all the way around. And you are entitled to that opinion, and I completely respect it. But I don't see this as a fight to preserve braces. See it as a fight against the ATF's overreach and the Biden administration's attempt to strangle your Second Amendment right. You know, I don't own a 50 BMG rifle either. And I fight every day to preserve the right for you to have one and me to have one, in case I ever want to buy one. The brace rule is well worth fighting against. It's worth organizing and it's worth resisting. It's also worth contributing to the gun rights orgs that are fighting this out in the courts. So we need to take a moment and sit back and understand what's going on. We don't need to be looking at each other. We don't. We need to be looking at the ATF. If we were to all actively focus on the source of our pain and look at all the things they've done in the past about that, and, you know, we have an opportunity here. This could absolutely take the NFA all the way out. It could take SBRs off of it because it's silly that they're on there in the first place. It could take suppressors out of it because it's all about common use. And remember in Massachusetts, I think it was a federal court that decided that 200,000 stun guns constituted common use. Remember what the Bruin decision said, and just, you know, let's just go with that. Let's just have that and go with it and let this happen. You know, if I go out and do the Form 1 and then I get the brace, I put a stock on it, and then I have my stamp, and I've got to do that for the Ronies too, which I won't be able to put a stock on those because I don't know how I would. And then, let's see, then I'll have three SBRs, even though two are for plastic husks. And I will, and then if they all of a sudden get turned away, if Matt Gaetz were to be successful in, you know, dissolve the ATF or something, well, that's all good. I'm already in place. I've already got my stuff in place. So let's stop this example of overreach by the federal government. Take it and run with it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. More than 16 million people in the Northeast under wind chill warnings as an Arctic blast sweeps over the region, bringing with it the threat of frigid temperatures and high winds. That front is expected to last through today and could shatter records in cities including Boston, where wind chills are cold enough to cause frostbite within 15 minutes and could feel as low as 35 degrees below zero. A suspected Chinese spy balloon that was initially discovered over Montana has now sailed across the United States and could end up over the Carolinas by tomorrow. That Chinese balloon was discovered hovering at about 60,000 feet just north of Billings, Montana. President Biden serenaded with chants of four more years multiple times yesterday evening as he addressed a partisan audience of Democratic officials and activists gathered at a major party meeting. Corey Myers, USA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Well, we've got to see the body cam footage of the Paul Pelosi hammer attack. You know, the thing we're supposed to be apologizing for. And I don't know. I'm going, my gosh, I was always telling fake stories about wolves, calling people I was telling them to racist, and then some wolves really have shown up, and none of those racists believe me. You know, that kind of nonsense. They finally got around to releasing the 911 call and body cam footage from the Paul Pelosi hammer attack. And now the left is demanding an apology from everyone who refused to accept their twisted Swiss cheese narrative about the whole attack. And there are still unanswered questions, which no one would be asking if the regime media had not tried to blame conservatives for the actions of the Berkeley nudist. The cop body cam footage appears to show a nut and his victim, and not much more. Yet, there's a lot of speculation early on about what really happened, partly from the fact that the stories being pushed by the regime were contradictory or incomplete or maybe just bizarre, but mostly because we've been lied to so often that the regime no longer gets the benefit of the doubt. You know, like they say, the sun came up today, I'm like looking out the window. So some guy walks into the house of the woman who's third in line of the presidency and whacks her hubby in the skull. I know it's San Francisco, but that's weird even for Hobo City. Not that the speculation people engaged in what was utterly insane, because after all, once or twice dudes have gotten together for some sexy antics while the wife is away in the city by the bay. Occasionally people have partaken of controlled substances in Frisco. And Paul Pelosi has been known to enjoy the occasional snifter of port. But in the absence of answers and a tsunami of stories that do not make sense, some people are going to fill in the blanks, and it might not be pretty. Mad about that? Too bad. The only rational response from regular people when faced with this kind of a bizarre tale about one of our putative betters is to reject anything the elite tries to tell us. And all we get from it are lies. Like the Hunter laptop, Russian collusion, MAGA extremists, normal people who own guns have blood on their hands. You are racist. You are sexist. You are transphobic again. You are racist again. Everything that comes out of these out of the filthy pie holes of these jerks is a lie and a scam, and yet we're supposed to not only trust their ever-changing and utterly insane story du jour, and the "and" is important, we are not only supposed to blindly believe, but also to accept our own personal complicity in this whole John Henry scenario. Yes, this was on us, they insisted. As the real story was being obscured, the left was actively promoting that this was some sort of MAGA, right-wing, Jesus, gun conservative, Republican, NRA guy narrative. So in other words, they were engaged in actively lying about the providence of the mutant illegal alien who their perverted petri dish of Bay Area social pathologies hath created. Are you, dirtbags, going to apologize to us? No. So, if that's the case, you'd best not hold your breath, waiting on me to say sorry. I'm not sorry. The regime brought this on itself, not only through its track record of lies, but its total refusal to hold leftist or leftist-adjacent family members accountable for their actions. People believe the worst about the regime because the regime is the worst. And if it was not just one story, but a bunch of different versions of this tale, was true, true-ish, or even true curious, then that's the first time in years that something they have told us was not outright Adam Schiff. But it appears that maybe to the extent that their story was that some guy broke in and attacked the guy with a hammer for no good reason, and that there were no erotic or dope-fueled tangents involved, they were generally right about that part, but they also constantly lying by blaming us for it at the same time, and yet we were supposed to defer to them. We were supposed to take their word that this guy was an innocent victim. Nah, that's not going to happen, because you lost your benefit of the doubt privileges. There are consequences that come from lying to us all the time, and this situation casts a spotlight on them. You cannot lie to us and expect us to choose to buy the story that you prefer. No, the void that honesty and trust used to fill now gets filled with something else. And in this case, speculation that this was a close encounter of the kinky kind. And now they want apologies. And what do they want us to apologize for not believing them? I'm not sorry about that. Not believing them is standard operating procedure. It is the only rational and reasonable response to an elite and its toadies fibbing to us about anything and everything. We should just trust them? They want our trust? No. They shattered that with their figurative mallet every time they lied to us for short-term advantage. Do you remember the 50 national security pros insisting that Hunter's laptop is Russian disinformation? Well, I do. They want an apology from us for not believing them, and I hope they're not driving because they might be hammered. I mean, it sounds like they're sort of drunk to me, to be honest with you. I don't expect the regime media to change anytime soon. I don't expect the left to change anytime soon. They are consumed wholly and completely and singularly with being in control of everything about your life. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you say, everything you own, everything you buy, and certainly how much money that you go out and generate yourself that you get to keep. And with that comes a few issues, because that kind of control is not easily won against a bunch of people that could be armed. Now, as they do, they will lie all the time, every time, in order to gain a temporary advantage. They do it all the time. Every time they pass some little gun control thing that they know is going to get pushed back on, they get a temporary advantage. And they get it for a very short term. And I think they're almost willing to to go with it that way. I think they're willing to just accept that as the way it is. That is not going to solve anything. We should be very concerned anywhere. I mean, you got a 40-something-year-old guy who's a Berkeley nudist, and he walks into the house of the third in line for the presidency and attacks the third in line for the presidency's husband with a hammer. Now, I'm not worth anything compared to the Pelosi family, but I have surveillance cameras. Where's the surveillance camera footage of this? How did he get into the house? Why haven't we gotten to see that? Do they not have a Ring cam at the Shea Pelosi? Do they not have a camera out looking over there, over the backyard with the pool and over the driveway and out in the, I'm sure what is very spacious and well manicured gardens? What are they doing? Why haven't we seen that? Instead, what we see is two guys with their hands on a hammer, and a police officer says, put the hammer down, and one of the guys with the hammer, the young guy that has the handle, says no, snatches it, and then he clocks Paul Pelosi in the back of the head with it. Pelosi isn't moving when he goes down. That had to be a horrendous crack over the skull. So I'm not apologizing for that. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It wasn't you either. It wasn't you either. The part that is beginning to really wear on my, and I think it is wearing on your patience too, 99.9% of us don't do these things. It's actually 99.9999. It's a very small portion of people that actually get out and do these kind of things and have these kind of things happen to us. Now, we know, based upon the CDC data, that, 6,000 times a day you're stopping this kind of stuff. We know that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time. Let's do it. This is Gun Owners News Hour. California has had some incidents recently. And so the and Dan Zimmerman and I talked about this on Lock and Load. In California, they used to call these things a blue ribbon panel. But now they're just subject matter experts. And they're explaining why California is still rife with gun violence despite some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. Now, that's all because of me and you, because of the right to keep and bear arms. This is according to ABC News. Many of the current laws were enacted within the past several years. Well, you know. Still, the question is why? Why indeed? A photo included in the article gives all of us non-experts a clue. Candlelight vigil protesters with a sign that screams, "The problem is guns." And of course it isn't. You don't need to be an expert to demonstrate why. Take the combined membership of all the national state gun rights groups and you have a population of several million, arguably the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet, and inarguably the most peaceable. Acts of armed violence attributable to their criminal activities and rates are virtually non-existent. And with the desperate push on and by the government and the mainstream media to smear heritage Americans as hate-filled extremists, if an NRA member were involved in an armed robbery, a drive-by, or a mass shooting, we would hear about that for every day for a year. That said, a real expert has weighed in, and his findings confirm this. And, you know, we're talking about economist and author John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He has a new paper demonstrating a fundamental reality that those behind the citizen disarmament agenda refuse to acknowledge. Murder isn't a nationwide problem. It's a problem in a small set of urban areas. And to paraphrase Democrat strategist James Carville's slogan about the economy, it's the criminals, stupid. Being so far off the mark, as is it any surprise that the useful idiots promoting an agenda to disarm their countrymen don't know what they're talking about? And those using them know exactly what they're talking about, and they're counting on lies being swallowed whole and spread. So what is it, you know, what is it that the gun controllers say they want? Well, they want the usual. They want to ban semi-autos, which is if it's not 95% of all guns sold nowadays, I'd be surprised. Most pistols out there today are semi-autos. There's a few, I've got a revolver over there, I've got one. Everything else is a semi-auto. They want to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. They want waiting periods. They want no private sales. They want no DIY guns. They want due process-free red flag edicts. They want to deny rights to young adults. They want to lock up your safety requirements. They want to purchase limits. They want prior restraint tests to exercise a right. No bearing arms unless approved by the state enforcers. And that list is probably incomplete because it will never be completed. Every time they pass an infringement, it will fail. And then they will have to come back for more infringements. They always are going to have to add to it and demand more. And none of them will ever go on record defining what they consider to be enough. And that's because the calculating behind the useful idiots want it all. And that's why they're called totalitarians. Now, I said something last week on Lock and Load, that what they ought to do is they ought to just come right out and say and do what they want to do, which is ban all guns for civilians. Let's go ahead and let them throw it out there. And let's deal with that now. Now, Newsom and the experts admit that no law is going to solve all of this, and they have no shortage of excuses to nonetheless press on. And when talking about background checks, their admissions get downright ironic at the point of surreal. Like, in addition, at-risk purchasers could be answering questions on the background check untruthfully, especially questions regarding substance abuse and mental health problems, said Lori Post, director of the Bueller Center for Health Policy and Economics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. I wonder if Lori and her fellow insulated ivory tower dwellers have ever heard the name Hunter Biden. This is what they wanted, too, by the way. The background check is a gun-grabber proposition. This is exactly what they wanted to have happen. They got it. And they knew it wasn't going to work, and that's why they keep coming back for more. And they have heard of Hunter Biden, but none of that matters as far as these always pushing for more are concerned. The issue for them now is for the feds to impose California-style restrictions on the rest of the republic. Newsom was grousing for the cameras. We're supposed to be leading the world, not just responding to these mass crises and expressing damn prayers and condolences over and over and over again. Damn prayers. Such an interesting choice of words. But they also show how the narrative promoted by confirmed prohibitionists like Newsom is the same one being offered by those posing as moderate brokers of reasonable compromise, what I call the kinder, gentler citizen disarmament. And consider these words from a recent email alert by 97%. While we grieve with the victims and their families, 97% doesn't want to engage in the thoughts and prayers chorus. And I guess at least they didn't say damn. But it's fair to ask why some gun influencers, by joining with the group, are in effect legitimizing them with their followers. Like you, Rob Pincus. It's also fair to ask how California, not that long ago reliably Republican for what that was worth, has so quickly and irreversibly become Democrat. And when are the national state groups that gun owners rely on for political leadership going to acknowledge what is making the outcome inevitable for the rest of the country? Well, like I said, John Lott pointed out that murders in the United States are very concentrated there, and they're becoming even more so. He also pointed out most counties experience no murders, a smaller subset of counties where there are a few murders, and then a minuscule subset of counties where murders are very common. But murder isn't a nationwide problem. It's a problem in a small set of urban areas, and even in those counties, murders are concentrated in small areas inside them, and any solution must reduce those murders. His paper begins with this quote, "Murders in the United States are very concentrated. 2% of the counties had 56% of the murders in 2020. 52% of U.S. counties had zero murders." Now, compare that to the way the anti-gunners first of all blame guns and then spread things out to create and spread deceptively inane memes like U.S. is global leader in gun violence and ownership. And states with weaker gun laws have higher rates of firearm-related homicides and suicides. Studies find, right? We already talked about that. But, and remember that numbers and rates are two very different things. One death in a low population area registers as a higher rate than multiple deaths in a very high population area. And the gun banners count on that confusion as well. The third leg of that stool and talk about a patronym, considering it's a lie, is females at increased risk of at-home homicide by gun violence. Well, yeah, females and males in criminal households, with the legal and moral distinction that guns, especially stolen ones, aren't owned but possessed. And they are no doubt more likely to have all sorts of bad things happen to them. And it's also true that criminals will be criminals regardless of a state's gun or other laws. And California Governor Newsom has been signaling in a one-size-fits-all intent following recent rampage killings in a state held out by all its leading gun grab groups as the model for the rest of the country. The upshot? Well, not only is what they have not enough, but we won't see things turn around as long as other states are free to avoid restrictions. And that's a far cry from the web of deceit Barack Obama spun back when he's trying to scam Americans out of their guns and tried a completely different tack. What works in Chicago may not work in Cheyenne. But with the crime rate soaring 61% under Lori Lightfoot's administration, is it fair to ask exactly what the hell is it that works in Chicago? Chicago's got a lot of other issues just besides the crime. So, the violence that we're seeing the uptick in is in a very small, it's in 2% of the counties in the United States. And that's going to be it for me. I got to go get, I don't know if I'm going to go get my back cracked or not, but in any event, I will be back next week. You should do what you've been doing all along. Stay awake. Be aware. Carry your weapon everywhere you can. Always expect something bad to happen. And enjoy the pleasant surprise when you just have a nice day. I will be back next weekend. Until then, this has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.